The takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Six police officers have now been suspended in an investigation into the death in Baltimore from an alleged severe spinal cord injury of Freddie Gray, a black man who died on Sunday after being in police custody for many days. The investigation is expected to conclude on the 1st of May. Meanwhile, black community leaders have taken to the streets of Baltimore to once again pose the question of excessive police violence. Joining me live to discuss the reaction in Baltimore is Mark Steiner, president and executive producer of the Center for Emerging Media, host of the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA-FM in Baltimore. Mark, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be back, John.
So it's great to talk to you again. Yes, indeed. And is this a divided city, Baltimore, as a result of this incident?
You know, it's hard to judge whether it's a divided city. What is happening very clearly is that the black community and many people who support what's happening with the black community are coming out in droves. As 2,000 people came out last night, and it's really a bubbling up from the bottom that's happening here, as it happened in Ferguson.
Now, we, of course, mourn the death of Freddie Gray, and as you look at the details there, and I want you to recount some of them for us, it is very, very tragic. But there does seem to be a sense of orderliness in the ways in which people and institutions are rationally looking at police violence and looking at this issue of accountability with the idea of maintaining communities that are less tense and working towards trust. Am I wrong there?
No, not completely. I think that the city was primed because in the last year or two, there have been the deaths at the hands of the police by two people, other people like Tyrone West and Anthony Anderson, that caused massive demonstrations in the city, and the government was trying to figure out how to respond to that. So this is not the first time this has happened in the last couple of years. This is the first one that has hit the news because of the video that was taken by a citizen when they dragged Freddie Gray to the van. So it means that's the difference here.
And once again, it's the video that changes everything. Tell us a little bit about what we know about Freddie Gray, and have the feds gotten involved yet?
I've heard from the news, national news, that the DOJ is opening an investigation into the death of Freddie Gray. And so that's taking place. We don't know exactly what happened. What we do know is that Freddie Gray was a young man, 25 years old, that he had some run-ins with the police before, but that he was not – people in the community didn't see him as a criminal. It was just a young man who took care of his mother and his aunt and a jovial kind of guy. And that he was stopped in a place called the Gilmore Projects, which has been kind of has lots of police surveillance, where young men are stopped all the time by police because of drug activity and more. And he wasn't doing anything apparently when he was stopped other than walking down the street. And then tried to get away when he saw the police. That's why they stopped him and then gave up and lay down on the ground at that moment. At least that's what people have said.
So, and one of the details is that he was shackled because he was irate, again suggesting that the manner in which the police interact with people in the projects in Baltimore creates a level of tension that escalates things quickly.
That's absolutely true. And I think that one former police officer said to me, who was on our show the other day, that what probably happened was they used excessive force when pinning him down in the way they're supposed to, with their knees on neck and back. And that's when the vertebrae got crushed. And that's where he got hurt, not in the van later. That's their supposition, which is why he was limp and screaming when they pulled him into the van.
Well, this is something that will certainly dominate the headlines in Baltimore in these early weeks of the spring. And hopefully not into the summer. Mark Steiner is the president and executive producer of the Center for Emerging Media, host of the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA-FM in Baltimore. Mark, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.